Oh, I'm quite excited right now, actually, because I'm going to be talking to a very talented band who may be kind of new to your ears. They're made of Anton, Connor, Dylan, and Ryan. They call themselves AOC. They've got a brand new EP out today. I'm delighted to have them on the line with me right now. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you guys? How are you feeling?
Oh, great. Thank you.
So good.
So
it's a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I can imagine it probably is. Is this the first time you guys have released an EP?
Yep, this is our debut EP.
Oh my god. So all these feelings, all these emotions must be so new for you. Although you must be very, very satisfied with your end product.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we've spent ages working on this. Like, I mean, we probably recorded for like 6 months last year. And we put out a couple of singles, but it's definitely not as exciting as putting out a full kind of body of work. And definitely not as nerve-wracking as putting out a full body of work, I have to say. It's definitely a little bit scary, so.
Look, you have nothing to be scared about. Now, before we kind of get ahead of ourselves here, here in Ōtautahi, you might not be all that well known. You have played here once, and you did not say hi to me while you're here, but that's fine. I'm not dark about that. Tell me about you guys. For the audience who may not know you, who the hell is AOC?
Well, we're like a hard rock metalcore-ish band that love to make positive music and energetic music.
Yes, I mean, energetic would be the way to go. Now, I've been lucky enough to see you guys play live, but for those who haven't, I was surprised by this music. It feels like it was kind of a graduation from your stage shows. Is that a bit how it feels?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all sound engineering students up here in Wellington, and so we've spent a lot of time putting stuff together in the studio, and kind of we have tested stuff out live and kind of seeing how the audience responds to our music definitely sort of informed us on how we wanted to record our stuff, how we wanted to mix our stuff. And so, yeah, it does feel like a little bit of a graduation from our sort of previous live performances that we've done. Funny that you mentioned that you've seen us play live. That was like the first time we'd ever performed in front of people as a band. And you were there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
You were with us.
Oh my god, I've been there. Oh. Now I just feel fucking old, so thanks. I feel like you're
a year ago.
I feel like for some reason, somehow I birthed four children. But I don't, and somehow I would have had to be like six when I did that as well. So that all makes zero sense. Now I want to address the track Restored, that Ryan specifically sent me that one, saying you wanted me to play it. Now, I listened to it, and I mean, I can see why they picked that one. Now, can you tell me a bit about Restored? Because I'm feeling like you went in, and you're like, let's put a whole story, let's put a whole chapter book in a song. How did this come about? There's so much to it. How do you plan for a song like this?
Yeah, so interesting enough, it's probably the only song on the EP that isn't so uplifting thematically. And this is one that I was the sole composer of. We usually, as a group, by their finished product, we've all contributed, but this was sort of me coming from my influences and my past experience in bands and stuff like that. So it's a song that I wanted to capture this sort of feeling of chaos and like this like
incapability to control what's happening in your life and this cycle you find yourself in with these bad habits and you're trying to escape from it. And I guess I do want people to come out of it with like that uplifting message that, you know, you can break free of these cycles, but it is supposed to, I guess, capture that feeling of that.
Acknowledging that you're brain. Stuck in a cycle.
Yes, coming to terms of it and accepting it, but yeah.
Oh, you are telling, oh my God, you're preaching to the choir right now. Anyway, I'm not going to get into my own addiction issues right now. So, because you all study sound engineering, is that how you met?
Somewhat. We first met when we all moved up to Wellington, and there was a hall orientation event, like a open jam night. Dylan Ryan and I performed at the jam night. We played a Black Sabbath song, and then Connor came up to us afterwards and was like, hey, we should totally jam and start a band.
Yeah, I was like, guys, do you guys need a second guitarist, please?
Oh my God. that's fun.
How we started.
Now has it ever been, because you're obviously all quite skilled in this area. Tell me, let's get candid for a second. Has there ever been too many chefs in the kitchen?
Funnily enough, I don't think so. We all work pretty well. And we all have our areas of expertise.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Yes.
So
we're all good at different things. We can contribute to a greater whole in the end.
Oh, that's so beautifully put. So explain to me, how does this work, right? So you walk into your room, your practice room, your inspiration room, I don't know what you call it. You're all picking up your instruments. Like, how do you get the ball rolling on like a new song?
Well, I mean, Connor and Anton usually, you know, sit down and write some pretty sick riffs. And that's what we come into the practice room with. You know, I'll be sitting down at my drum kit and Anton and Connor will start just shredding. I'll try and lay down whatever groove I can find to put over the top of that. And then Dylan kind of sits halfway between that, where he'll kind of follow the rhythm that I start laying down on the drums while still kind of following a lot of that melodic kind of stuff that the guitars are doing as well. But yeah, it usually starts out with those sort of, you know, blazing fast riffs, which are super sick. Good job, guys. And then, yeah, I'll lay down a rhythm.
Yeah, nice guys.
And it very quickly becomes a whole. But let me tell you, there are definitely some songs that took us a hell of a long time to put together.
Oh, yeah.
Restored being one of them. Yeah. That took ages.
It's a hard song.
So worth it.
Now,
we're so happy.
Why is it? Is it one, because it's difficult to play? Or is it, like, difficult to figure out what exactly you want? Like, why? Like, how is it difficult?
Well, thankfully, Dylan is an absolute genius with this stuff, and he put it together. His just ideas come to him, and he can just put it in, and it works, and makes everything better. And then the rest of us just kind of have to keep up, and that means
practice a lot.
All right.
Yeah. The songs are definitely super hard to play. And I mean, like, our name kind of stands for acts of self-improvement, and so we're always trying to
write
a song that's harder than the last.
That makes so much sense.
Something that we've kind of kept on the down low, but yeah,
it's a personal message for us, really.
It's a bit of a meaning for us, and so we're always trying to write music that pushes us and, you know, takes us to that next level.
I found as well through this band particularly that I've been able to open up more about collaborating on songs, because I have most of my experience has come from being in complete control of composing the songs and the members, but actually I'm finding writing new songs of this band, being able to open up about unfinished ideas and actually have other members contribute ideas, and I'm enjoying that a lot.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I can imagine, particularly, if you have kind of had full possession of the music you create for a long time, to initially give that up is probably a little weird. Now, I've got to ask, because, you know, you're four relatively good-looking young men. Does this music, does this music work for you guys? Are you popular now?
Oh, mate.
I think we're definitely more well-known than we were a year ago. That's
about
for sure.
Popular, but yeah.
We're definitely...
Do you have queues of fans yet?
I
wouldn't say queues, but it was great fun. At our last gig we played, we actually had the crowd singing our song, One Thing Will Flow, back to us.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Such a cool experience.
Sunrise, I think, as well.
And Sunrise, yeah. So two of our singles, people had learned the lyrics, which is awesome. Awesome.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what it's about. One building block at a time, you know. You will have screaming fans eventually. Now, I'm naughty because I've guest bagged to you for way too long. Guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. You should be so, so proud of this work. It is really, really quite something to behold. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Are you guys going to celebrate at some point?
Yeah. Yeah, tonight. We've got a bottle of champagne, which we've been saving for a long time.
A long time.
Yes, it's so great.
So we're going to pop that and celebrate with some friends.
Well,
thank you so much for your kind words.
Oh, thanks, no, it's fine. I mean, it's almost 9 a.m. I think that's good enough to pop open a bottle of champagne. Make it a day.
I like that spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, for our audience right now, we're going to play a song from this EP. It's called Restored. Now, if you want to keep up with AOC and what's going on in their world, it's spelled AOSI. They are on Instagram as... What are you on Instagram as?
At AOC Band.
Oh, great, easy. And I assume you're on Spotify and all the music things.
Yeah, all of the streaming services.
The EP's out at 3 today.
So
this is actually
today.
The first time people will be listening to Restore.
Oh, we're debuting it right now. You chose the right radio station for this. Guys, one more time, thank you so, so much for joining me today. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Liam.
Appreciate it.
And that is the lovely crew from AOC, a Pōneki-based band. Here is their song, Restored. It's quite a remarkable song. It is really fun to listen to. But it's a journey for pre-9 a.m. Let's put it that way. But I'm going to play it because it's great and these guys are awesome.
the same breath I was made, struggling back, the frightening haze, facing my past to just a crippling.